down. I like to walk around. These games last forever.
Do you do the cool hand gestures when it's time to run, you know, like the touching for the shoulder and stuff?
Well, the little kids, I did do the coaching with them. They're too young to have, at least in our league, a lot of the signals. But I was a great third base coach with my kid is better now.
I need to know. Have you ever aggressively spat toward the umpire and kicked kicked a little bit of dust toward him?
No, but my voice carries, and I have been known to occasionally utter a not very nice word in response to a call from the dugout, and it definitely echoes across the whole field. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! My wife is going to have to recover from this over the weekend.
Not happy at all when that happens. Have a fantastic weekend.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Hi, it's Larry Elder, and I want to tell you about a man named George who wrote in about his experience with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. George drives a garbage truck in Oregon. That's 10 hours a day of limited movement. And guess what that does to a bad knee? It's not good. After a while, George could barely move at the end of his shift, and he wasn't really sure what he was going to do. That's when Relief Factor came into his life. George is still out there working hard every day, but now he does it without pain. Hundreds of thousands of people have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% of them go on to order more. If you're living with pain in your life, it's time to do something about it and give Relief Factor a try. I'm telling you, it can really change your life for the better. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash. Proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months, no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444.
Live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Federal government ending its pandemic policy that limited asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. More from correspondent Greg Clugston.
In March of 2020, the Trump administration put in place a policy called Title 42. It blocked asylum seekers from entering the U.S. at the southern border in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Now the CDC is ending that policy, saying it is no longer necessary given current public health conditions. The action will not take effect until May 23rd to allow officials time to prepare, as the decision will likely draw more migrants to the border. Greg Clugston, The White House.
China renewing its criticism of Western sanctions against Russia and says it will not be forced to choose sides in the war. It comes as the European Union seeking China's assurance it will not help Russia circumvent the economic sanctions. Also at townhall.com, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says its fuel economy requirements will do a rollback enacted under former President Donald Trump.
Today's model year 21 vehicles, the standard is 36 miles per gallon. By 2026, we'll be over 48. So what that means is a 33% gain. It means if you're filling up four times a month, that would become three times a month by model year 2026 based on those averages. And, of course, that would save a typical American household hundreds of dollars.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Auto industry busy, ready to fix a lot of vehicles. GM recalling 600,000 SUVs. Windshield wipers can fail. And Ford issuing two recalls covering 700,000 Escape SUVs, Bronco Sport SUVs, and F-150s. Problems range from oil leaks to trailer braking systems. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A former state lawmaker was indicted yesterday after authorities accused him of misusing campaign funds and lying about his residency. Former Democrat Assemblyman Alexander Assefa was indicted on 5 felony counts of offering false information for filing or record, 3 felony counts of making false statements under perjury, 4 felony theft counts, and 2 gross misdemeanor counts of submitting false residency statements on a filing for public office. Attorney General Aaron Ford said Mr. Assefa's actions ran directly against the conduct that we expect and demand of those in public office. Assefa was first elected in 2018 to Assembly District 42 in the Spring Valley area and was re-elected in 2020. He resigned from the legislature in January 2021 amid the investigation which led to those charges. Well, the average price of a gallon of regular gas in the Las Vegas Valley dropped for the second straight day yesterday. AAA reports the average price at $5.33. That was 2 cents. 2 cents cheaper than Wednesday's price.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Moderate flows on the 15 right now. Northbound at Hacienda South at Russell. do look for some right shoulder activity. It's a disabled semi, Interstate 15 northbound. That's before Blue Diamond. And you'll tap the brakes downtown, 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, April the 1st. It is April Fool's Day. We are going to be an April Fool's joke-free zone. You won't be hearing a lot of April Fool's jokes on this program. Other programs may do it. And they're welcome to do so, but not here. Sorry about that. We got too much stuff on the line right now, and we're gonna take care of it. One thing we're gonna take care of first, though, it's what we do at the beginning of every program. It is where we celebrate what I like to call the best day of the week. Buckle up, folks.
Oh man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Of course it's Friday. It's the Friday right before the Final Four. And I want to welcome so many of you that are in town. This is like Super Bowl weekend. No, it's really cool. And it usually begins on Thursday. This year, I think it may have started a tad earlier. I was down on the Strip on Wednesday night. And I got to tell you, I was at the Wynn at Allegro's and had a really, really great pizza at Allegro's down at the Wynn. And I must tell you, I was really impressed by the number of people that were down there. It was like the old days with people, you know, rubbing elbows and being right on top of each other. It was really, really cool. And a lot of it was Final Four. And I was happy to see that. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the hour with Brian Morgenstern. He is an attorney, a business advisor, consultant, former advisor to President Trump. We'll talk about the latest jobs report, which, by the way, was improving. And also we'll talk about the Supreme Court nominee who will be voted on by the Senate Judiciary Committee. And we'll talk about how far back we have come as an economy. We'll do that coming up at 12:30. Also, I'm going to ask the same thing of John Lee, Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. A pretty good barometer of how we're doing is the mayor of a major city in our state and a guy that's running for governor. So we'll do that with Mayor John Lee. I'll ask him where we are on this comeback trail from the pandemic. Now, one of the things that, to me, is going to be a part of what the midterms are all about. People don't quite understand. I don't think they grasp how important that this is, that the midterm elections, I know there's no president on the ballot and all of that. Okay, I get that.
But can I tell you something? This is going to be vitally important, because what can happen if we take back the House and the Senate is you're going to start seeing investigations like you've never seen them before. Think of the 4 years of investigations of former President Trump. Just think about that for a second. That could be us doing it to them in spades. That could be us looking into Hunter Biden. And in fact, last night, Sean Spicer had a chance to visit with Jim Jordan. And in fact, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go to cut one real quick. This is Jim Jordan, a congressman from Ohio, was on Sean Spicer and talked about a GOP House and what that would mean as far as investigations into Hunter Biden. Listen to this.
We now know, according to even the liberal press, the laptop's real, the texts are real, the emails are real. So we got to assume that the big guy is real and the 10% payment is real. Senators Grassley and Johnson were able to get the receipts from this Chinese energy company to Hunter Biden. So what's the plan to kind of expose the president's role in this?
Well, I think the other thing to point out is the eyewitness was real as well 18 months ago, right before the presidential election, when Tony Bobulinski came forward. That was real. So you had a real laptop, real eyewitness, real emails. And you had the only thing that was fake was the news. And the only thing that seems fake is the statement you just played from then candidate Joe Biden, where he said his son wasn't profiting. And as you pointed out, Sean, $4.8 million. Here's the key takeaways in my mind that we're going to look into this to answer your question. Yeah, we have to look into this because constituents are asking us to. The American people want to know the truth, particularly when it involves the first family. They want to get the facts. But for me, the key things here is two why questions. Why did big tech collude with big media to keep this story from the American people? So we sent out two letters today to Twitter and to Facebook asking for documents and communications they had right before the days before the presidential election. And then maybe the bigger why question is, why is the mainstream press all of a sudden talking about it? Think about it, Sean. You know this business. Yesterday, the Washington Post does a long story at 11 a.m. and then releases another one 4 minutes later. Two long stories, 11:04 a.m., 11 a.m. yesterday, about this situation. Why suddenly are they now talking about this and confirming everything you and I and Lindsay knew and so many voters knew 18 months ago?
So there you have it. Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio. By the way, I think one day he could be president. I mean, I think he's that good. He's articulate. He is great on the stump, but he is he's a problem solver. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. One of the things we like to do is open up our phone lines. We normally don't do it in our first segment, but we're going to do it today. If you want to join us, if you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, let's begin with Brenda. Brenda, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hi there, Kevin. Yeah, I get so frustrated with all this talk about what we're going to do in 2022 and 2024, they stole 2020 out from under us, and nothing's been done to any of them. They're still in charge. They've never been prosecuted. Nobody's been taken down. Nothing happened. And very few changes have been done across the whole country. What's going to stop them from doing it all over again? They've proven that they've perfected their art of the steal. They know exactly how to do it. And I just don't have any confidence in my vote anymore. Not until I see somebody pay for what they did.
Well, I keep wondering when somebody's going to be perp walked out of the White House. I think it's entirely possible that the president, the current president, could end up... Well, it could end up issuing a pardon to his son. I pray that doesn't happen. I hope justice is done. But I will tell you, if we take control, and I don't mean take control by a couple of seats. I'm talking about taking control like by 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 or 30 seats in the House. We can end up having investigations like this. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the entire Biden crime family, we can end up having that. I mean, do you doubt that, or do you just doubt our ability to actually flip both the House and the Senate?
I don't think we're going to do anything. Why would they let us have anything? They cheated in such a magnitude in 2020, and it wasn't just the president. There were down ticket seats too, you know, and I just don't see, I don't see us winning a squat unless something is done about what they did in 2020. The president's right. President Trump is right. We have to resolve 2020 because nothing else is going to matter until we do.
There you go. Brenda, you're a first-time caller. I welcome you to the program, and I hope you'll call again, okay?
Thank you.
There you go. That's Brenda joining us, and she's right. I'm a firm believer, and I've talked with a lot of folks, as you know, on this show. We talk a lot about what happened. And how can we make sure it doesn't happen again? One of the things I think is that we need to have such a red wave that we need to win races not by 2 and 3 and 4%, but by 8 and 10 and 15%. And I think it's entirely possible in a red wave year. I think, right now the White House is out crowing about a great jobs report. The fact is people are struggling. I know people that are struggling. I'm struggling to a degree. Although I don't live paycheck to paycheck every month, there comes a time at the end of the month when I'm strapped for cash. And that's just the nature of living in this era. Anyway, stay where you are. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. We got Carl holding. We got a whole bunch of folks holding behind him. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Do you share the skepticism of Brenda? I pray that you don't, because I think it is entirely possible if we work our butts off. I think it's entirely possible that this can be a red wave election and we can take back everything. We can stop AOC. We can stop Nancy Pelosi and maybe finally retire her. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
I'm Sam Brown running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Guten Tag. This is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine Key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and the horses. Remember, I only trust Meine Key with Meine Key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine Key, doing car care right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Everybody wants to know how much a loan from Dollar Loan Center really costs, and it's way less than most people think. Let's start with a loan of $500, and we'll do the math from there. A $500 loan at Dollar Loan Center costs $2.75 a day in interest. If you need it for a week, $19.25. That's it.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love it. The weekend is here. And a lot of stuff going on. Coming up tomorrow, Saturday, April 2nd, Sam Peter's going to open his congressional campaign office at 3925 North Martin Luther King Boulevard, Unit 208. That'll be in North Las Vegas tomorrow. And the thing I like about it, is refreshments provided. They had me at refreshments. They really honestly did. In fact, I'm going to try and drop around noonish, come out and see Sam and Melissa and the entire family that's going to be out there. It's going to be fun thing. Good thing they're going to do, and something that I think more candidates should get involved in, and that is volunteer training for folks that want to help out. Voter outreach. All the things that volunteers do in a campaign, they'll teach you. You don't have to have a big skill set, so make sure you check this out. I'm going to try and drop around noonish, but it's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And again, that address is 3925 North Martin Luther King Boulevard. So, congratulations to our buddy Sam Peters, and it's gonna be a great day. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. all day long. It's going to be fun. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get back to your phone calls. Let's go to Carl. Clinical Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. Hi. I hope you're having a good Friday. I don't mean to bring religion into it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not bringing religion into it.
Yuck.
That's good.
What's up, man?
Okay. Well, you were just talking about the pardon. President might pardon his son, blah, blah, blah. Let's step in the Wayback Machine real quick for about a minute. Just before Trump, I think you can remember, you have a good memory, left office, just before he left office, he pardoned about half his corrupt cabinet. A lot of them were indicted, convicted, pled guilty to crimes and whatever. Convicted felon Roger Stone, who was going to prison, he pardoned him. His son-in-law was about to be indicted for New York felonies on tax fraud and other things. He pardoned him. So, I mean, you know, come on. It's not just Biden who may pardon somebody.
Well, but